This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Bill McGurn, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal, but he writes the column Main Street that's going to take us to Main Street, McAllen, Texas, the mayoralty race in the border region of Texas to Mexico. For those of you who follow SpaceX, this is the same region where Boca Chica launches Starship, so it's both the present and the future along the Mexican border. And what is that future? Bill, a very good evening to you. The surprising result here is, with a very large Latino population, all very conversed in matters of Mexican and Texas politics, we have a Republican mayor. Where does this come from, Bill? It's a surprise even to announce it. Good evening to you, Bill.
Hi, John. Well, I think there have been a lot of changes. People were looking at Texas, and they saw Donald Trump lose ground in the suburbs, you know, between 2016, 2020 in the white vote. But along the Rio Grande Valley in South Texas, Trump didn't win in most places. But, you know, in 2016, I believe Hillary Clinton had a 39% margin of victory, and that was slashed to 17 points for Joe Biden. And now we've seen some victories like the one in McAllen, Texas, that's a border town in Hidalgo County that just elected his first Republican mayor in 100 years.
And what we have then is at least a Texas trend. However, does this apply to the whole of the United States? I have a Spanish-speaking neighbors here in western Connecticut. So that's the north. That's Yankeeville. And you know this is a very blue state. So do the Latino votes in blue states match the Latino votes in the very red state of Texas? Do we understand that, Bill?
Well, I'm not sure we know. I mean, a lot of votes are for local reasons, especially for mayors and so forth. But there is a trend. You know, Republicans had always had an advantage with Cuban Americans because they came from a communist regime in Cuba. And so they gravitated to the Republican Party, which had a, you know, more vigorously Cold War policy. But now you're seeing they've been joined by Venezuelan people who have come here, and they have their own experience with socialism, and a lot of them don't like it. What's really interesting is the National Republican Senatorial Committee did a survey of Latino voters in battleground states, and they found they were very conservative on a lot of issues. One of the issues was capitalism. You know, they were asked to choose between sort of the Milton Friedman view that free markets are the best way to organize a society, and the AOC view, which is that, you know, capitalism doesn't really work that well. We need some intervention, some kind of socialist measures to do better. And they overwhelmingly opted for the Friedman view. What I found most interesting is half of Latinos agree that Democratic Party policies that claim to be helping working people actually hurt Hispanic families, and only 39% were on the other side. So that seems to me a big change, that people are realizing that just because the Democratic Party rhetoric is we're here to help the little guy, that it doesn't really do that. You know, maybe it's also a function of the Trump years when Hispanic unemployment, you know, went down to its lowest level ever. I don't know, but clearly they're taking another look at the Republican Party.
Compare and contrast two very large states. The number one large state, I believe, is California. And I think Florida is the number three state. How do the Republicans, especially the Republicans taking this survey for the Republican Senatorial Committee, see the future between California and Florida?
Well, that was one of their conclusions. They looked at this very long kind of poll asking questions. And I think the dominant narrative in America is that the future of the United States looks like California, where the white electorate yields, you know, becomes a minority, and a coalition of ethnic and racial minorities gathers to give the Democrats sort of a lock on elections. But they point out in Florida that the Hispanic vote has dramatically increased since 2000. I think you could say it's doubled. I'm not sure about that. But it's dramatically increased. And today, Florida is far less white than it was in 2000, but it's also far more Republican. So a lot of people are saying the better model might be Florida.
Bill, the migration story along the border is a crisis. It's all through Central America, and we know that migration is a theme that discomforts sovereignties around the world. We understand crossing from Africa to the Mediterranean to Europe is the same journey that people take from South America, Central America to the United States. Does the Hispanic vote, the citizens who have Hispanic origins or heritage, do they have an opinion of the migration crisis along the border?
Well, obviously they do. It's not clear that this is the defining opinion. In other words, you know, Donald Trump came in very forcefully opposed to a lot of the illegal immigration from Latin America. And that was supposed to be a killer for him, but it wasn't. He actually gained slightly in the Latino votes. You know, a lot of them are here. They have the concerns of every other American about getting ahead and their families. And again, if you look at this NRSC poll, it's quite fascinating on issues like they worry about the decline of traditional values and that opportunities will not be there for their children. They also have, I forget what the figure is, but it's a fairly overwhelming majority says the U.S. needs to do what it needs to do to get control of the border and have an orderly process.
The additional detail here is how many people in the United States are here without proper documents. Is that an issue for Latinos who are here with, you know, their citizens? Do they concern themselves with the people already here?
I don't know about that. What I take away from it is that they have the same concerns as any American family, working family, you know, that their family will have opportunities to get ahead, that there's law and order. The other thing that came out at the same time, there was a postmortem on the 2020 election done by three Democratic kind of activist groups. I can't remember the names now. The Times published it about a month ago. And in that, it went over why did the Democrats do so poorly outside the presidential realm. And one part of it focused on the Latino vote. And the main message was that Republican attacks that painted the Democrats as radicals succeeded, particularly on sort of, do they back socialism? Again, you have AOC out there and Bernie. Defund the police is very unpopular. You know, a lot of Latinos are in law enforcement, especially in the U.S. Border Patrol. So a lot of the stuff that's very progressive isn't really a big seller with American Latinos.
The famous phrase from the 20th century that I remember is that the best government program ever invented is a job. Is that something that is celebrated in the Latino community, a job?
I think so. You know, even people that complain about them coming here admit they want to work. You know, they want to take jobs. We have a labor shortage if you ask employers. So a work is a big part of their ethic. And in fact, in that survey I mentioned before, a majority also expressed the opinion that too many Americans today are content not to work and live off government benefits. So it sounds like a very conservative group of people overall.
Bill McGurn, writing Main Street for the Wall Street Journal. We're picking up what we can from the trends of the last several elections, particularly a local election along the border between Texas and Mexico, McAllen, Texas, that can see Starship fly. Isn't that wonderful? this is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.